Amanda Morris is adjusting to life with a newborn again.
Well, I've got a 5-year-old who will be 6 in December and started kindergarten this year. And then I've got this one who's 4 weeks old.
Her son Arthur may be quiet now, but don't let him fool you.
It's 3 a.m. and he's screaming and he's just not feeling the security that he had. And so we swaddle. We wrap up his feet in particular, because he's a kicker.
Like lots of parents, swaddling is one of the tools Morris uses to soothe Arthur as he adjusts to his new world. It's a special method of wrapping a baby in a blanket, and it was common in daycares across the state, too. But earlier this year, the state changed its safe sleep rules for licensed childcare providers. The new guidelines say infants can no longer be swaddled in those settings. Director of Kid Angle's daycare in Bloomington, Robin Fletcher, says it's been a big adjustment for her staff.
So we had 3 start right before the licensing rule changed. So they were already started to be swaddled here. Then when that rule came out and it changed, our staff looked at me in fear and I said, it's okay. We'll just talk to the parents.
Fletcher says the new rules can be confusing for parents who might wonder if it's safe to continue swaddling their child at home.
Because the swaddling is something that new moms use to help their child, and then they go looking for childcare when they have to go back to work, and then they're told, oh, we can't swaddle your infant. It's scary for them.
Dr. Emily Scott is medical director of the Well Newborn Unit at IU Health Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis, where they teach new parents how to swaddle before they head home. Scott says it's appropriate for parents to swaddle their newborns, but only for a short period of time.
So when babies reach about 2 months of age, they're at that age where they might start rolling over. So they may roll from their back onto their tummies. And when babies are rolling, we want to make sure their arms are free, because if they get over to their tummies, we want to make sure that they're able to push their body back up if they start to get into trouble where their face is starting to get kind of planted into a softer surface.
If babies are still swaddled when they're able to roll over, the risk of sudden infant death syndrome increases. That's why national guidelines from Caring for Our Children say swaddling in childcare settings is not necessary or recommended. Most infants are at least 6 weeks old by the time they enter childcare, and the more active babies become, the higher the risk of serious health outcomes if they remain swaddled. Morris says while she was initially worried about the new childcare rules and how Arthur would adjust without being swaddled, she understands it's what's safest for her baby.
I feel like the best advice is to educate yourself.
So she's doing what she can to prepare. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.